And you won't believe who LaLa Anthony might be rebounding with.
And we also have an unsmash alert about the one and only Johnny Depp. Ooh,
plus, later we're going to be dishing with Judge Lynn Toler about her new show, Commit or Quit.
Welcome to Dish Nation! Now, Gary, I heard you got some triple X tea for us to sip on.
Yes, honey. Yes, I'm still sipping, honey. Now, I'm sure y'all wouldn't mind sipping on this tea, baby, Miss Sherry, girl, especially you. Now, it seems like we're finally finding out what that eggplant do, baby, when it comes to Jesse Williams, honey. Now, maybe this is, honey, why his ex-wife is so upset, child.
Come on now, Gary. Get it together, okay? So, here's the story. An audience member leaked video of Jesse on stage, butt booty naked, dripping wet, y'all, doing the Broadway show Take Me Out. Now, Jesse is serving a dish full of frontal during a shower scene in the play, which is about a gay professional baseball player dealing with the coming out to his teammates and in the press. But here's the deal. Whoever leaked this video is very shady because they did it on the day Jesse was nominated for a Tony for Best Performance by a Featured Actor in a Play. How rude.
Wow. Do you think he's going to win for his performance or he's going to win because of this damn shower scene?
Depends on the voting committee, I would think.
Right, exactly.
These are the Tonys.
Yeah, that's exactly. I went to see the play, Take Me Out, and it really is an extraordinary play. Okay. I encourage everybody to go see it. Jesse Williams deserves the Tony Award. Jesse Williams naked, that part also deserves a Tony Award. Literally, I was sitting in my seat, y'all. I was sitting in my seat the whole time like this, and Jesse came out butt naked, and I was like, damn!
But people had to check their phones, though, right, to see this play, Sherry?
Right.
And, I mean, somebody took a risk, honey, by bringing their phone in and taking a picture of this man's anatomy.
Gary,
I mean,
it was that was a risk worth taking, I'm going to tell you. I kept trying to grab for my phone, but it was locked up in the pouch.
Yeah.
They probably smuggled that phone in the same way prisoners do, like in lockup.
Yeah.
To get the picture.
If anybody wants to break, I'm just telling anybody, if you date Jesse Williams, do not break up with him.
That's why his ex-wife was fighting for him so badly.
Yeah. Like, she should have said, like, Jennifer Holliday, and I'm telling you, I'm not going. Go see it. It's a really great play.
Yeah. Well, good for just to get nominated. Like, it's such an honor to get nominated. Right. Now everybody's out here thirst trapping.
And that Tony committee, I don't think it does anything but help.
He's getting, he's getting a bony, I guess, for sure.
Oh, God. Well, y'all, speaking of eggplants, we have a smash Okay, and it looks like LaLa Anthony is taking a page out of her bestie Kim Kardashian's book, and she is moving on with the younger man. You better go, girl. The 40-year-old was spotted looking very happy and having a good time with 26-year-old rapper and actor DaVinci.
Okay.
So the two were spotted holding hands. Okay, all right. Mm-hmm. So after divorcing Carmelo Anthony after over 10 years of marriage, you know what? We happy to see LaLa with a smile on her face.
That's my homie. I've known LaLa for a very, 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 very long time.
Me too.
And I'm really happy. Happy to see her happy. She deserves it.
He does a great job acting as well. Like, they look so cute together. Like, if this is going on right now, I'm so happy for them, the both.
And he's also in that play that Candy Burris produces on Broadway. I think it's Thoughts of a Black Man.
Okay. Oh.
And he's really, really good.
I would not date a younger man.
Why?
Because I don't want no younger man to make me feel like I'm old and you trying to do something for me. Like, bitch, your ass, honey, you better come on, let's go to the show.
It doesn't have to be like that. He would cherish you because you're seasoned and you're more mature.
A young man is bringing a very different energy.
A young man brings a lot of energy.
Yeah, well, and a lot of headache, too, honey. Screw you, didn't go around the corner.
Oh, come on, Gary. You've never dated somebody younger than you?
I don't like younger because, like I said, you're not going to make me feel like, honey, you doing me a favor.
Okay. So for Gary, it's 60 and up. Yeah. 60 and up. That's it.
Yeah, Gary wants to sit there.
60 and up.
And what y'all going to exchange? Ben Gay fluid?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, the baby.
Every time there's a smash alert, guys, there's always an
unsmash alert.
Wow. All right. Well, after days of speculation, it's been confirmed. Confirmed, unfortunately, that there's no smashing between Johnny Depp and his hot attorney, Camille Vasquez.
Ooh.
Some fans thought, based on the interaction between the two, that they were. But according to reports, the legal team has buttoned up, and they've all gotten close with Johnny, not just Camille, which is cool. He is Captain Jack Sparrow. Guys, could you imagine hooking up with your attorney?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
You free me out of some crazy crime or some entanglement. Yeah. We're doing it.
After we're doing it.
We're gonna get some hot. We're gonna get hot wings first, mm-hmm. and then we're going back to my crib, and we're
not
doing it.
You're gonna give her that deposition.
You know, we're going for it because if you lose, you got to get something out of the deal. Legal
right. Yeah. That part, HK. Yes.
And what a great role play.
Right.
The lawyer and the offender.
Let me tell you, all she's got to do is look at Johnny one time and says, please approach the bench.
Yeah.
Give me the retainer, baby.
And he has his Jack Sparrow costume on.
Yes.
You know? Not you banging the gavel.
Bang that gavel. Yeah. All right, it's time for a
dish the bag.
So on the last episode of The Real Housewives of Atlanta, Candy Burris and her husband Todd were discussing renovations to their current home. Mm-hmm. And Todd shared that his condo in New Jersey, which is officially he owns and he used to own with his ex-girlfriend, needs some TLC and wants him and his wife to create new memories there.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. Wow. All right. But Candy says she doesn't feel comfortable being at a place where he used to share with his ex. I totally get this.
I got it.
But yo, Todd's comeback to that was like, yo, you've been freaking men all up in this house, and you haven't even flipped the mattress over. So how am I supposed to feel?
Damn.
Okay, can we get the mattress? We gotta flip the mattress.
Flip the mattress
at the,
over.
At the very least, have some respect.
What's your take on this, y'all?
The difference between Candy's place, and you know this, Brad, and Todd's
in
place.
In Jersey.
It's like the state of Washington versus Hackensack.
But also because of how much things cost in New Jersey, his condo probably cost as much as Candy's house.
Exactly.
A terrible state of affairs, with real estate.
It's a really good point.
Candy wrote scrubs. Okay. Yeah.
Right, and bills.
She ain't getting rid of her place at all.
And she meant it when she wrote it. You know what I'm saying?
Todd, you just freaked girls on the wall.
Right.
Just swap out the furniture, keep it pushing.
Right.
Well, it looks like Anthony Anderson could add college graduate to his list of accomplishments. So Anthony dropped out of college when he was younger due to financial reasons, but he was inspired to return to school after his son Nathan was accepted into Howard University in Washington, D.C. He's finally got his Bachelor of Fine Arts degree. So this is kind of
Anthony.
Super cool.
He's getting his grownish on in real life.
Yes.
I think we've all been in this position where we've been in college and we've been broke as hell. I know I was broke as hell in college. So for him to drop out and come back and finish, it's a beautiful thing. I love to see it.
Well, I didn't drop out and I went on ahead and got my damn degree. But nowadays, these people are getting degrees on honorary. They're not going to school.
And I think that's fantastic. That's how you really beat the system. Like, I dropped out of college and my dad finished for me because we both have the same last name. I currently have an associate's degree in paralegal sciences.
Well, you guys, I have some good news.
Ooh,
a statement was recently released on IG that Miss Juicy Baby is out of ICU. God is awesome. Now, according to the statement, she still does have a big journey ahead of her with her healing and all, but if you want to donate, you can go to her IG page at Miss Juicy RSMS, and the link will be there in her bio. We love you, Juicy.
Get well soon, sis.
Yes. Well, y'all, up next are Doja Cat and Dolly Parton doing a collab? And how does Taco Bell fit in this? We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, y'all.
Hello.
All right, y'all know how much Doja Cat wanted Taco Bell to bring back their Mexican pizza.
Me too.
Didn't we
all?
She
even dropped a verse about it. Mm-hmm. I know. Thank you, Doja. Well, the chain is making a lot of fans happy by bringing back the Crunchy Delight, including Dolly Parton. But it doesn't stop there. So Dolly announced that she will star in Mexican Pizza, the musical, along with Doja. Mm. It's described as a satirical musical about the harrowing story of those who fought to bring back the Mexican pizza. And it will premiere May 26th on TikTok.
This is going to be cute.
So do you think that y'all think that Doja might get Dolly to rap?
If not, why not? I think Dolly Parton's talent knows no limits whatsoever.
Right.
Yeah.
It's crazy how this country fights for Mexican pizzas more than Mexicans, huh?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, just think about Juneteenth, honey.
It's the American way. We love the food, but not the people.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
Okay. As long as they, this time around, can they keep their land?
Hey.
Okay. Wow. Boy, this is a...
Oh, wow.
This is
your land. Man. Do you ever feel like, Tanner, you know what? I'm going to sit this out once
you
again.
You know what, guys? Jesus.
Actually, Tanner looks like one of the people that would steal our land. Listen. Deal with the long hair and everything.
You know what?
Like, he actually
I'm
looks
just
like...
going to... just smile my way through it. That is what you should always do, Tanner.
I'm just out here talking about my love of Dolly Parton.
Okay.
Okay, y'all. Well, Kim Kardashian has been having a whole Marilyn Monroe moment lately. She wore the iconic star's gown to the Met Gala and dyed her hair platinum blonde like Marilyn's. Well, Ripley's, believe it or not, gave Kim a lock of Marilyn's hair that was cut right before she sang "Happy Birthday, it's the birthday." Or so they thought, y'all. But a Maryland historian says it was a fake.
Oh,
even got the vintage receipt showing that the haircut in question was done by Mr. Kenneth and not the stylist Ripley's claim. Now, how mad do you think Kim Kardashian was? Because I'm sure she paid a pretty penny.
She probably was mad. Yes. Somebody said that was Nicki Minaj hair, honey, and then she was really upset.
Oh, shoot.
I'm just surprised that people are alive that know the difference. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, when Marilyn was popping, it was just such a long time ago. Like, these people weren't on the internet back then. Like, where are these people coming from?
Yeah, I think this historian's apartment is he's probably a hoarder, and he's probably got all kinds of Marilyn stuff. He probably got the real dress.
He's got some of that creepy Marilyn stuff.
He's wearing the real dress right now.
He got the real dress.
Yeah.
She got Marilyn Manson's hair.
Okay. Oh, God, no. Coming up, we're talking to our friend Judge Lynn Toler about our new show, Commit or Quit. But first, HK has an offer to help folks cope with their emotional health. I'm going to listen to this.
Therapy could be useful to all of us. So this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. With everything going on in the world, mental health is super important. BetterHelp Online Therapy is here for the twists and turns and will assess your needs, and you can match with your own licensed professional therapist in less than 48 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's professional therapy done securely online, and the service is available for clients worldwide. You can log into your account anytime and send a message to your therapist. You can schedule weekly video or phone sessions so you won't ever have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room with traditional therapy. One user said, "Tara makes me feel heard and understood. She's genuinely the best therapist I've ever had. Real people and real results." So visit BetterHelp.com/DishNation. That's BetterHelp, and join the over 2 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they're recruiting additional therapists in all 50 states. Special offer for Dish Nation viewers, you'll get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/DishNation.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back. So we have our favorite judge back with us, the beautiful and lovely Judge Lynn Toler.
My second home. How y'all doing?
We're good, and we're so happy you could join us. Now, you have a show called Commit or Quit, a new show. Tell us all about it.
But you know how you got those friends, they in a relationship, both of them unhappy, they complain to you all the time, but they can't get it right and they can't get away. So I'm the person that comes in and says, listen, y'all need to break up, or come on over here, let me marry you.
I love it. I love it. Have you ever looked at a couple on your show and immediately said to yourself, you know what, this is definitely not going to work?
Most of them, I think that in the beginning. I really do. And you know, sometimes they can change my mind, sometimes not.
Now, Judge, this is Sherry Shepherd. So I would like you to help me out. What are the signs that your mate is not ready to commit?
Ooh.
Mm. Wow. When you keep moving the target. And we, you know what I'm saying? They're not ready to quit if they keep moving the target. And sometimes they tell you enough to keep you near, but keep moving the ball just a little bit, a little bit, a little bit. And if you keep, if they keep moving the target like that.
Moving the target. Okay.
Oh, I like that. That's true. Huh. Then you waste all your good years.
Okay.
We all know sometimes quitting something is very hard. So what has been the hardest thing for you to quit? Possibly a guilty pleasure?
Oreo double stuffed cookies.
Those are good.
Those are good.
I mean, I used to walk down a cookie aisle, but I couldn't go far enough so I could see them. because if I saw them, I would buy them.
Oh, wow.
But now I can go by, I touch them, but I keep walking.
Oh, probably for the best. Now, okay, Judge Lentola, we want to play a game of celebrity commit or quit. I'm going to call out a few names of some celebrities that we talk about here on Dish, and you let us know if they should commit or quit, okay?
It's going to be good.
Now, straight out the gate, we got 41-year-old mother for recently divorced for the third time, Kim Kardashian, and 28-year-old serial dater Pete Davidson. They've been going out together for about 6 months. Pete got some tattoos of the kids' names on his neck. Should they commit or quit?
They need to quit.
Oh, really?
Why?
Why?
Because it's too much too soon after too little.
Yes.
She goes from one to another to another. She needs to make a pause for the cause.
Yes.
I mean, they may be right for each other, but you don't know why. It's kind of like trauma dating. It's
trauma dating.
Yeah, that's my favorite dating.
That's the first time I've ever heard that term, is trauma dating.
Yeah, trauma dating.
Oh, it is.
Okay, well, last one. We got Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith. She seems like she loves Will, but not as much as Tupac.
If Will was my son, I'd be backing up to his house with a U-Haul right now.
Well, that's the truth.
You're authentic.
And I don't know, but I know more than I should because she keeps telling it. And
the signs.
Everybody knows.
I got
an entanglement. Your man gets up and pops somebody. You ain't, down for the. No.
Yeah.
I mean, I like them both, but I don't.
I'm going to watch this show.
All right, well, Judge Tola, thank you so much for checking in with us. And when and where can we catch the show?
Commit or Quit premiering on May 12th, Thursday at 10 p.m. on WeTV and streaming on All Black every following Monday.
Woo!
One time, guys, Lentola, and stay close by because we got more Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Juicy J has a message for the fellas. And that message is, it ain't tricking if you got it. Now, Juicy was trending on Twitter for letting fellas know to spoil their girls. Now, he initially tweeted, there's nothing wrong with paying a woman's bills. We gotta stop this bull.
Yeah.
Some fans even responded with, if she's my wife, then yes. Another saying, only the men who can't afford it will disagree. And some just plain upset, nah, fam. We'll say,
I'm going to do that for my wifey. I ain't doing that for girlfriend. Sorry.
If you got Juicy J money, that's one thing. If you got Tanner T money, you can't.
If I was into women, honey, my woman, her bills would be paid. Mm-hmm. You would know she's my woman because when she walked out that door, she'd be representing me. And I just think there's nothing wrong with that. My daddy did it for my mama. She didn't work. He paid all the bills.
It gets to be tricky with a man paying for a woman's time because then this relationship gets to be exchange-based.
One-sided, very much.
Right, where it's like, I'm going to give you...
You should compensate her, period.
If you care about the girl and you're able to pay her bills, teach her how to make that money so she's able to be independent. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
teach her
like
how to invest. Don't... What? Now I feel like what?
Now it sound like pimping. Teach her how to make that money.
Teach her how to stroll in the streets. Tell her what a pretty woman.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.